the EPA has been handing out a new round of Great Lakes Restoration Initiative grants to lakeside cities. Milwaukee will get $1 million in federal money and put up $2 million in local funds to install porous pavement when the city reconstructs seven alleys, sidewalks outside 68 properties, and a large parking lot outside a city garage. EPA Regional Administrator Susan Hedman says the federal grant was approved because porous pavement lets stormwater go into the ground to be filtered and not head directly to rivers and lakes.
They're an excellent complement to the large sewage tunnels and sanitary sewers and stormwater sewers that already exist in the city. It is a way of capturing water where it falls.
Sometimes, though, porous pavement is criticized for not being as stable, durable, or as smooth as standard asphalt or concrete. But Milwaukee Public Works Commissioner Ghassan Korban says he's been happy with local experiments with the porous material.
There is one project, which is the Reed Street Yards, which we use pavers in the parking lanes to basically capture the water. And it's definitely textured, but if you drive on it, you have a slight feel, difference than the concrete or the asphalt, but not in any adverse way by any means.
The so-called green alleys in Milwaukee will have a 4-foot-wide strip of porous pavement down the middle, with 8 feet on each side using conventional pavement. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.